Welcome to 3 weeks, One Heart, a journey to deepen Ahavas Yisrael, Path to Redemption. My tefillah as I prepare this audio clip in advance is that this clip never gets released. My tefillah is that it gets stored in the archives of history under the label of what could have been but did not come to be because the content of mourning and Tisha B'Av is no longer relevant. My tefillah is that this clip is replaced by a live stream of celebrations in Yerushalayim and throughout the world as the Geula is underway. We have had so many Tisha B'Avs. Tisha B'Av is not a day to simply mark history, a day of historical remembrance of when the Beis HaMikdash was destroyed. Torah sources are unequivocal. Kol darsh eino nivna v'yamav ma'alin alav ki'ilu hu hechrivo. If the Beis HaMikdash was not built this year, then it's as if we had destroyed it. It's been a very difficult year for the Jewish people. The atrocities of October 7th, the hostages still in enemy hands, the death of so many young, precious chayalim, the displacement of tens of thousands of families in both the north and the south of Eretz Yisrael, the almost daily rocket attacks by Hezbollah and Hamas, and as I record this, the threat of a full multi-pronged attack by Iran and its proxies. In a recent talk I heard by Rabbi Moshe Hauer, the executive vice president of the OU, on the topic of the rise and normalization of anti-Semitism in the United States and much of the world, Rabbi Hauer said the following chilling words: "We can't expect the world to not hate Jews if Jews hate Jews." There is so much that our community can and should be genuinely proud of. Almost unprecedented levels of limud haTorah and access to Torah, improved mitzvah observance, and an absolutely incredible list of chesed organizations and initiatives. But there is a final frontier that we need to cross, a barrier that stands between us and the Geula. We need to deepen our practice of Ahavas Yisrael in unprecedented ways. We need to change. Einstein said the definition of insanity is to repeat the same thing and expect different results. If I did the math correctly, we have had 1,954 Tisha B'Avs since the destruction of the second Beis HaMikdash. It would be insane to repeat what we have done in previous years, to sit on the floor today, cry over the tragedies we have experienced over the millennia and over the last 10 months, and then break our fast and not fundamentally change the way we relate to each other, the way we relate to Jews, Jews who look and act and believe differently than us. The Jewish people are not just a nation, and in truth, we're not just a family. We are closer than family. We are completely bound and interconnected with each other. Shehaneshamos kelulos yachad. The more we recognize each other as part of each other, the more I see you as part of me, and the more you see me as part of you, the more natural it will be to love each other. We are parts of a whole. The more we achieve shleimus, wholeness, by connecting to and loving one another, the more we will achieve shalom, peace, the container for all of Hashem's blessing and bounty, and the hallmark of the Geula, which we so desperately need. I thank you for joining me on this three-week journey exploring Ahavas Yisrael. Please, don't let these lessons sit at the realm of inspiration. Use them. Use them as a springboard to do the work of deepening your practice of Ahavas Yisrael. May our collective efforts in this most worthwhile investment allow us to merit experiencing the promise as predicted by the Navi Zechariah that Tisha B'Av will be transformed from a day of mourning to a day of celebration. L'sason ulesimcha ulemoadim tovim. HaKadosh Baruch Hu does not expect us to be perfect Jews, but he does expect us to love each other. He expects Jews to love Jews. 3 weeks, one heart has been dedicated by Chana Sara, Le'iloi Nishmas, her mother, Minette Shimmel, Mendel Abbas Moshe Yosef, and Shendel Dina, who imbued her family with the love of Hashem and the magnificence of Shabbos.